Here we go. Once again, it is time for our Big Ten weekly breakdown and recap and the Big Ten Conference. How about it? It certainly had its share of drama with Michigan State and that huge upset over the Buckeyes to clinch its first trip to the Rose Bowl since the 87-88 season. What an amazing run for the Spartans and for Mark D'Antonio, who took over a program that was struggling mightily, and he has proven that Michigan State, they are not just another Big Ten team. And so we got to remind our listeners, the Spartans last year, they were 7-6. They were 3-5 in the conference. And this is Mark D'Antonio's. It was his seventh season and just another great story in college football, an amazing turnaround. And we are delighted to welcome into our program each and every week at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. That is our good friend, Jason Peter, our Big Ten college football analyst and Husker great. And so, Jason, let's open our discussion with what we learned from that game, because Michigan State did what no other team did in 24 tries. And of course, as a result, the big dividends that paid is the fact that they won the Big Ten title and they're headed to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of people that I think were watching that game and just waiting and thinking, all right, Ohio State, Urban, he's going to kick it into gear. This guy does not lose football games when he's at Ohio State. And you can include me in that a little bit. When Ohio State made their run there, in that, I think it was the second quarter, at the end of the second quarter, they put together a couple scores, a touchdown, a field goal, and then they came right out again in the third with two touchdowns and grabbed the lead for a little bit. I think there were a lot of Auburn fans that maybe started to turn away from the TV because they thought, Urban and Ohio State would eventually would win that game.
Yeah.
But you got to tip your hat to Michigan State and the job that they did. You know, I said last week it's going to come down to playing solid defense and good quarterback play. And the Spartans got that from Connor Cook. Really living in Big Ten country now and being able to see a lot of these games, this kid has he's really grown in front of everybody's eyes. You know, from almost being a laughing stock, the Michigan State offense at the beginning of the year, to now being a legitimate starting Division I quarterback. The kid went out there and made plays when he needed to make plays. There was a time when Ohio State, I think, got after him a little bit, maybe early in that third quarter. The first or second series, they were able, I think, to rattle him a little bit. But, he found his composure and was able to get settled down, and he finished out that game. And
I'm glad you brought up Connor Cook, because just my assessment of him, I mean, he really did come through in such a big game. There was so much on the line. But, Jason, I think you bring up a great point. I mean, he started the season. He was a third-team quarterback. I mean, what a great testament to just hard work, staying true to your game, and keeping after it.
Yeah, and none of that really even happens, even with his success, unless Michigan State has some sort of run game. And I think people were able to see that with Jeremy Langford, who is another success story, when you look at his career. But, he was able to make that offense two-dimensional. And as a defensive guy, the worst thing in the world is when you have an offense that's able to do multiple things. And they kept Ohio State off balance. Ultimately, there's a battle going out on the football field, but as well as up in the press box between the coaches, the coordinators, the guys that are calling the plays. And it's a chess match. Ultimately, Ohio State was on the side where they couldn't really figure out, at times what they're going to do. And, I just think the staff that Mark D'Antonio has put together, what they've been able to accomplish, being the number two school in their own state, no matter what people say, it's, Michigan is Michigan, and Michigan State is will always be, the other school down the street. And for them to, have their first 12-win season, you know, it's just a wonderful job, an accomplishment for those guys.
Husker great Jason Peter is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us on Twitter at E Radio Sports. And Jason, one of the questions, we've talked about this many times on our program, the Big Ten Conference has taken a hit. It lacks respect. My question to you is your perception, perhaps, is it changing? Is the reputation now changing a bit for the Big Ten Conference from what, you know, Ohio State was able to accomplish even this season? They fell short of their goals and their expectations. But with the Spartans, I mean, it seemed like they were a team that really flew underneath the radar, and perhaps they were underrated.
Not in my eyes. No, to me, the conference still is at the bottom. You know, they've got no weight in that conversation at the big boys' table, and you don't get that until you go out and beat other schools from big conferences in big football games. That's the only way. You know, I mean... Ohio State, you know, look at them. I mean, they run off almost two seasons worth of victories, and you know, I think people were looking at them as you know, the number two or number three team in the country, and they were thinking, you know, this does not look like a top five team. You know, it didn't matter how many numbers or how many you know, we're in that win column. It's you know, people have been able now, I think, with so much football being on television, people can do a pretty good job of forming their own opinions and knowing, you know, truly who the really good football teams are. And Ohio State, I think they are heading in the right direction. Urban Meyer is bringing in big-time, legitimate players that could go down to Alabama or could go down to, you know, some of those SEC schools and could play and could start and succeed in that league. Whereas prior to Urban, you know, there weren't those types of players coming to the Big Ten. Sure, you'd get an Ndamukong Suh, or, you know, every once in a while, you know, you look at the player from Michigan State, the Denard, you know, the corner. These are legitimate players that will go, you know, top 10, top 15 in the NFL draft. But as a whole, you know, when you talk about, you know, the quality of an entire football team, one or two players doesn't make, you know, a quality football team. It's not even, you know, the starters. It's the backups. It's the guys that can come in when, you know, the starter needs a break, that can continue to keep that team playing at a high, high level. And there's just, you know, the Big Ten has, I think, issues in terms of quality starters, let alone, you know, the backups, and that's really the differences in a lot of these conferences. But for the Big Ten to, you know, get that respect that you mentioned, they have to go out and they have to win games. I mean, you know, maybe Michigan State goes to the Rose Bowl and wins that game by two touchdowns. You know, that's a step in the right direction. But that's how you win that respect.
We are going under the helmet each and every week with Jason Peter, Husker great, talking about the Big Ten Conference. And we do have to give some love to Ohio State. I mean, obviously they finished their season disappointing, but just the remarkable job that Urban Meyer has done. What do you appreciate the most about him as a former player, Jason?
Well, I just think being able to go into a situation, I mean, when Jim Tressel was there and you know, have a school that is knowingly they're going to be going on probation, and it wasn't the worst probation in the world, obviously, for a year. But, you know, there was some loss of scholarship as well, I believe. But you know, here you have a guy that he just wins. You know, and that's the bottom line at the end of the day. You know, and for him, you know, a lot with what I had just mentioned about being able to go out and get these kids, you know, even when he doesn't have that argument or that that piece that he used to at Florida, where you could say to kids, you come to Florida and you play in the SEC, the best conference in America. you know, he's able to get these kids, and he's playing in the Big Ten, where, you know, you're going to go on the road and you're going to play Illinois or Indiana. I mean, you know, these aren't primetime TV games. And sure, there's, you know, some schools in the SEC that don't carry the same weight as the Alabamas and the Floridas and schools like that. But, you know, he is obviously the shining star in this conference. They need to get more coaches like that. I think certainly the core are the Mark D'Antonis, the guys like that, the blue-collar guys who have the blue-collar teams that make the thick of the conference. But you need that star power as well. You need kind of the Sabins. I mean, you see this whole mess, you know, with Texas and you know, wanting Saban. And you know, there's a reason that these schools want these premier coaches.
Right, right.
They raise the profile of their own school.
Jason Peter with us a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can also check out Jason on his Twitter page. Jay, let's transition quickly. Let's talk about some of the other bowl matchups. And I know you are super excited. Your Huskers are going to meet Georgia once again in the Gator Bowl. I mean, what's going on with that? There was a lot of speculation and I guess surprise about playing the Bulldogs once again.
Yeah, people are not excited out here.
I know, and, I'm being sarcastic.
You know, it's just kind of a lose-lose. You know, you can go down to Jacksonville, you could play Georgia well, you could beat them, and what are people going to say? Well, they're going to say Georgia was not motivated, which could be true. It most likely is. I mean, they weren't motivated the last time that they played Nebraska, and they ended up, you know, pulling away in that game and making it kind of a blowout. But then you also have people that are going to say, if Nebraska wins, well, you played Georgia, and they don't have half of their starting team because, you know, they lost so many of these guys to injury. And, you know, Aaron Murray's not going to be playing. The running backs aren't playing. I mean, you know, they've been bit by the injury bug probably more than anybody. You know, if there is a school out there that got bit by it worse than Nebraska, it's probably Georgia. You know, chances are Taylor Martinez isn't going to play. So here you have both starting quarterbacks. There's just no star power, I guess, in this game. Whether you like Martinez or not, he certainly was probably, at least as far as I can remember, the most critiqued and criticized player in Nebraska history, that, like I said, I'm aware of. But people just are not thrilled. They were, I guess, a little disappointed that the Tax Slayer Bowl maybe took Michigan over Nebraska, even though Nebraska beat Michigan, finished with a better record, went to their house and beat them. But this is the reality. I mean, it's kind of laughable when I hear people getting upset about that. These matchups, everything besides these BCS games, it doesn't really matter. And the fact that Nebraska fans are upset, that's the bigger issue. Like, the issue is that you're actually arguing whether you're going to the Gator Bowl or this Tax Slayer Bowl. You know, I mean, for me, it was about BCS games. Obviously, I didn't play in a BCS era, but going to the Orange Bowl, going to the Fiesta Bowl, that was the only option. You know, playing for national championships. Now it's like, you know, we're upset because our 8-4 team got snubbed by the Tax Slayer Bowl for a team that we beat. You know, it's just the times have changed in Nebraska, and this was the thing that I was always so worried about happening. You know, you saw it happen under Callahan, and obviously people, they like to say they don't want to drop their standards or expectations, but it's happening right in front of their own eyes.
Well, the other thing, too, is, let me just jump in here, Jay, because we're running quickly on time. But, I mean, no matter what, I mean, it's not a great matchup, but the Cornhuskers, they really need a strong showing in this. We've got about 60 seconds, Jay.
They need to win. I mean, but like I said, you know, if they lose, people will just continue to beat the Bo Pelini horse. and say, see, I told you, this guy is not the right guy for the job.
Husker great Jason Peter has joined us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to catching up next week. Happy holidays, Jay, and I hope you feel better. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, E.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.